Well, hello.
Well, hello yourself.
Welcome to Wolf Talk. And I'm Wolf.
I'm TJ.
And Sad Boy for Life is with us.
Sad Boy for Life.
And Young Chada seemed to like disappear. So
yeah, I was about to say we had one more before we started. We already lost somebody.
Nah, she was never there. We just imagined her.
Okay. As long as it was a group collective
I hope it was a stage fright.
Maybe the internet cut out. The video was just too much.
Yeah. So how are you doing today?
I am just great. Back. How about
you? Oh, sure she is.
What's up? Oh, bring Shada.
I'm plugged in. That's crazy.
Yeah, we figured something happened.
We thought maybe you had stage fright.
Oh, no, I never. I heard you imaginary. I'm imaginary now, huh?
My fault. I don't know what happened. That wasn't me, bro.
It's probably once it capped down to zero, then that's when everything goes wrong. You know, that's usually when everything blows up on us.
Oh, no. I'm getting my clothes out the dryer.
This is making some good content right now.
Yeah.
Great content.
So TJ, show me that mic.
Sure. See if I can.
There you go.
It's a Yeti Blue.
Oh, hey, I had that same mic.
That's a great microphone, actually, to be honest.
I love this mic. My favorite mic.
Y'all don't like that content? It'll be all right.
Gotta get them chores done.
Oh my god, I ain't that young now.
TJ, why are you silent? You're not. I can't hear you.
That was like I think is he really talking or he's acting like
this? No, he's talking. He's silent.
Oh, I really thought he was just like acting like he was talking. That was funny.
Nah, he's just pretending. He's just messing with us.
Oh man.
Nope, don't hear nothing.
We cannot hear you.
It should be showing a red button where the mute button is.
Yeah,
if it's blinking.
There he goes. There you are.
You're muted.
Okay, yeah. It's probably because she had me move my stuff around so you could look at my microphone, so I probably bumped it. So.
Oh, my fault.
It's all your fault, Wolf.
I know, right? Everything's my fault.
Yeah, she had to do the show by herself earlier this week. I wasn't feeling too good on Monday, so she had to pull double duty. So, well, I guess we kind of got off track. So, how about we start over a little bit? So, how are you guys doing? What kind of got you guys interested in the music industry, and what got you guys started?
You want to go first?
Young Shotty, you want to go first? Crazy. My fault. I got you.
Just imagine me.
I'm sorry. I mean, low-key, I've been imagining you this whole time. So, I got into music, right? Because when I was little, I loved Michael Jackson and Eminem. And I thought the stuff they were doing was super cool. I was like, there's no way I want to do anything but music. Like, that just doesn't make sense to me. Like, if I could get paid singing and stuff, like, that's so silly. I want to do that. I want to try it out. So, when I was little, I started writing songs, and I just, like, it was kind of like playing with toys for me. Like, that's just what I did for fun. And I just happened to never stop playing with the toys. So now I'm here still making music.
Do you ever try to hit the moonwalk and stuff?
Hell no. Nah. I fall right on the back of my head.
I don't know. I still try to this day, and I still can't get it right.
I know. I tried it when I was a kid, too, because I love Michael Jackson. I grew up with Michael Jackson.
Everybody loves Michael Jackson. If they don't love Michael Jackson, they're crazy. He's always going to be great.
I am Michael Jackson.
You reincarnated?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Right, that's cool.
Yeah. So how about you and Young Chada?
Well, honestly, growing up, at first, I didn't even realize that I even was interested in, like, doing music until, like, when I was at school, we used to have, like, talent shows and stuff. I wouldn't do my music, but I would, like, go and just, like, rap other, like, you know, like, other people's music, like, famous people and stuff, like, my favorite artists and stuff. So then I started, like, paying attention. My whole family does music. My mom started doing music. I started, like, paying attention to her. And one time she had took me to the studio with her. And after that, I was about, like, 12 years old. And that's when I just started loving music, writing music, and here I am today. I love music, though. Music is good for the soul. It is. Therapy, coping. Like, every time any mood, I just be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to turn some music on. Be cleaning up, turn some music on. Don't matter.
Yep.
And I like all music, so no genre that, not going to lie, that hardcore rock stuff, nope, not my thing. Gives me a headache.
You talking about where they're like screaming in the microphone and you can't understand what they're saying?
Like, I get it. Like, now that's a different type of expression. Like, that's a very dark. That's very dark. But yeah, I just love music because you can express yourself. Like, it's all it is expression. So I get it. That's just not my lane. I'm not that type of, you know.
We've definitely talked to a couple of guys that were just a couple of weeks ago. We were just asking him how he maintains his screaming up there without his hurting his throat. Oh, you get used to it.
Yeah, I think it's like a natural voice. Like, they probably talk like that too, you know.
He said he went to the gym. He had to go to the gym and exercise. And I was thinking, well, how does that help your voice? But he was like, well, that kind of makes sense. The endurance of running and stuff like that, it helps your lungs. That makes sense. But I was thinking lifting weights, like gym, you know. So, I mean, how does lifting weights help you? Need like, no, the running helps you with the lung endurance.
I could just picture them in the basement, you know, like. like rock stars are just in the basement, like just in the dark, like with like a little light, like. Just like
a candle,
just like, yeah, like a candle or something, just like there, like with an it mask on or something. I don't know, man. Like, it's crazy,
greasy hair and shit.
It's really like, I don't judge them, but it's like, I love rock stars, don't get me wrong, but I don't know, man. That's a tough cookie to crack. Crumble for me. I tried the rock lane, I'm not gonna lie, but it didn't work out for me.
There is, I mean, the band I'm in, there is a tiny bit of yelling, like at the very beginning of one or two of the songs, but we don't scream necessarily, you know, the whole thing through. But yeah, I totally get your feeling on that.
Yeah, like, I like rock music to a certain extent, but it's like, oh, the whole song though, like, like, God, it's like, oh my God, who really made
right?
you
that's what I'm
that
saying.
You really gonna scream the whole song? Like, that is crazy to me, you know.
Well, some of those Slipknot songs are pretty much like that the whole way through. But then, right. But then they'll turn around and then sing, you know, like a acoustic song right after that. That's nice, which they're kind of
spice it up,
like. It's like wrestling music. It's like Texas Chainsaw Massacre music. Like,
yeah.
It's crazy.
So what kind
of... Go ahead, TJ.
Oh, go ahead. Oh, I was just going to say something. So I know you kind of mentioned... you kind of mentioned Michael Jackson. So what kind of else influenced you, like, as far as your sound or kind of where you went? Was there any kind of, like, certain influences you had that?
Yeah, so growing up, a lot of the stuff I wrote was really similar to, like, Bruno Mars and stuff. Like, whatever I was listening to at the time, I was practically mimicking. And as I got older, I started, like, listening to more stuff like X and Juice WRLD and Sad Boy Prolific. Oh, yeah. So I got a bit of a lo-fi sound, and now that's kind of what I run with.
Yeah, that's same with me. That's crazy. I love Juice WRLD. I started to get the 999, but that didn't work out. Like, I still haven't got it yet. It was supposed to be a whole thing. I just didn't get it yet.
I need something like that, though. Like, Along the Neck would be hard, bro.
Yeah, Juice WRLD was great, though. Like, and he's one of the best, like he was, like, one of the best, like, freestylers. Like, he could really, like, freestyle.
He was the best, not one of the best. On.
Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, Lil Wayne is one of, he's a good freestyler, too, though. Like,
okay, with Juice, though, I would hear so many stories from so many different rappers where they met Juice, and then within, like, an hour, he was just freestyling to a bunch of different beats and shit like that. Like, he was constantly doing it.
Yeah, I would watch him over and over, and I'd just be like, it's crazy. Like, he could just, like, just rap about anything, and it's going to just go with it. Like, in a way, he switched his flow up. Like, it's crazy. I don't know, though. But yeah,
his voice is crazy too.
What's your tattoo? What's your tattoo right here?
Right here?
Yeah.
It says blessed. I'm not gonna lie, I be forgetting I have tattoos on my face. I can see myself now, so.
Well, that's why
right
that's
here. Then I got like some words right here. Money song.
Well, I got birds too, right here.
Yeah, I love birds.
Caca.
Birds are very spiritual animals.
No, mine's are ravens.
Oh, you got ravens. Oh, yeah.
Well, see, that's why you came up. That's why you show up as God's gift on Instagram.
Yeah, of course. Then I got the cross.
Because you're blessed. You're blessed.
Yeah.
You just can't. You know.
So, do either one of you have any newer release? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Uh-huh.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
Oh, no. I wasn't saying nothing. Nothing important.
I was just saying, does either one of you have any, like, newer releases you wanted to talk about or anything that came out recently or coming out soon?
I got a song with Sad Boy Prolific, and Jade's coming out soon. Whenever DistroKid decides to let it go through.
Awesome. Right.
Yeah, I got a couple coming out soon. I'm trying to, my life has been crazy. So I've been trying to build my fan base up and stuff. So, but yeah, I got an album that I'm trying to work on now. Like I was telling you earlier, I've just been going through a lot. So I haven't really been working on nothing, but I'm trying to put it out before my birthday. My birthday is in September. I'm trying to work on it. It's a lot going on.
Young Shada, what kind of music do you make? Like, what is it? What artists sound similar?
I get a lot of different things, honestly. When people hear my music, they say a lot of different things. Like, they compare me to Young M.A. a lot if you listen to my music. But I'm very versatile, so, like, I got a gospel rap song out. I like R&B. I'm trying to work on doing a country, too. So, that's I'm just, crazy. Like, doing different. I'm different. So, I try to do different everything. I learn different ways to do different things. It's always good. You never know who's listening to you. So,
right.
It's always good to have different audiences, you know. So, and I try not to cuss as much, you know, just in case, like, you never know. Kids would love music too. So, and older people. I can't forget the older people too.
Yeah, they don't like shatter. Shatter.
I make all music though. That's not what I'm thinking about. Not the rock music though. So I'm out of that. That's not my lane. I'm sorry.
Have you tried rapping over a rock beat? Because that shit goes crazy.
Yes, I have actually. And like, I was drunk though. And so I really don't. That's crazy. That's crazy. Oh, I should have got that up. That was last year. Oh my God. Nope. Y'all know that, like, that TikTok of that girl. She was like, "Mom, leave me alone. I want to be famous." Like, it was worse than that. It was terrible. Yeah. No. Now that I think about it, no. Nope. Never again. I won't do it. Sorry. I support the rock stars, though. Yeah. I even tried to paint my nails and stuff. You know, I tried that lane. It's not for me. I swear, I did. I painted my nails red and black. I did all that.
Well, the only time my nails got painted is when kids are around. They're like, "Hey, can I paint your nails?" I guess. Yeah. So you guys touring anywhere?
I'm gonna do a show in LA sometime in May, and I'm planning another one in New York soon, but I'm not sure when.
Awesome.
Yeah, we'll have to keep in touch with you, so let everybody know when you do.
Great,
yeah, for sure.
In New York.
How about you, Young Tata?
Famous people. Honestly, it's a lot of people. Like the management team that I'm working with, I'm really thinking about like not working with them anymore. It's not working out. So I honestly probably not right now. Once I find a new. A manager that's going to, like, actually, like, you know, be of assistance.
Do you ever think about going independent?
Fuck it, perform at a bar.
Yeah, I really did think about it. But
I know a lot of bands that we're interviewing now, they do all the booking and stuff themselves.
Yeah, that's the lane I'm just getting at right now. Like, because it's... Yeah. It's not working out. I feel like I accomplished more anyways, but you know, it feels good to like have, you know, someone that actually like a team at least, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
But it is what it is.
I'm independent right now. I think I'm doing pretty well for being 17 and independent. I got on to Rap Caviar, I think it was on Spotify, which is probably one of the biggest things I've been able to do. And I got a song coming with Midwest too. I don't know if y'all know who that is, but I think for being 17 and independent, I'm doing pretty good. Yeah. I'm not on it anymore though. They took me off after a while.
Oh. They be hating that.
On God. They only got me like 500 streams and they're like, "Nah, never mind. I take it back." And they took me off.
Oh, good.
But I was on it for a bit though, that's the thing, so.
Well, it's always a struggle when you're doing everything by yourself, that's for sure. I mean, you know, you're doing all that work. Yeah.
Yeah, the pitching, the covers. Like, to be honest, if I could just focus on making the music and not have to worry about doing no promotion, no pitching to playlisters, none of that, like, that'd be so ideal. But I also don't want to, like, I just don't trust other people with managing my art. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't know what they're going to do with it.
Yeah. They're not going to have the same passion you are to want to push it out as much. Exactly. Yeah.
I don't want to just be cash cow.
9 times out of 10, that's what they are about. That's why I was saying that, because I just... No, I'd rather keep all my royalties.
Right?
Have you ever tried tying a gummy worm to... I don't know if those are dreads or braids. I can't tell. But I used to have dreads, and I put gummy worms on mine.
Yeah, I just started mine in August, September, something like that.
So they've locked in already, right? They don't take too long.
I'm ready to, yeah, and I'm ready to cut them off.
That always happens. People only last a few months with them, and then they want to cut them off.
But I'm always like that. Go ahead.
No, you're good. Continue. It's fine.
Oh, and then, I always get like that, though. I cut my hair. I get a different hairstyle. I dye my hair. I just do that every time. When I go through stuff, I tend to do crazy stuff. Like, I remember when I first chopped my hair off, my hair used to be long down my back. And I started chopping it off one day, just going through it. And then ever since then, I do it. I just keep changing my hairstyles up. So
we had a comment. I even did it.
Comment?
Yep, we had a comment on the show. Independent is the way to go.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I can see it. Definitely. Think about it.
I think the only reason, the only way I would decide to stop being independent is if it was like a small term contract, like for a little bit of time, just give me a platform, and then whenever I'm out of the deal, I can use that platform to build myself further. But even then, I don't know. I think independent is just the best way to do it.
Yeah, it's hard sometimes though, like especially these days, it's just everybody's doing music now, you know, so it's it's really hard to really get your foot in there. You gotta it's a lot of competition, and a lot of people don't want to work together anyways, and a lot of people are haters, you know.
A lot of people don't want to
see each other win, even if they're not winning. So it's crazy.
Yeah, you're not even competing against other people anymore. You're also competing against bots, even, you know,
exactly. And that's
I don't know though, the competition.
I don't like that though. That's why the music industry is it's crazy.
A lot of it sounds the same. It's real oversaturated.
Man. People just be rapping the female rappers that are coming out now, they just rap about the same things, just all that ratchet ass shit. It's really annoying. What happened to rapping about realistic things, you know, things that actually matter, and they wonder why the young people that come growing up, the new generations and stuff, are the way they are, young females, and they look up to these females. I don't know. That's all I say. That's why I like to make different music. I ain't gonna say I haven't made no music that was like that, but all that music is just corruption. And honestly, they need to at least hear something that's going to make them think about changing their life, you know, something real they can relate to. I got a song, it's called Ain't No Love. It's a real song. It got cussing in it a little bit, but that's really real. Most of 9 times out of 10, the songs that I make are about my life, honestly. So I've been changing my life as I go though, so I'm really getting into the lane of doing gospel rap a little bit. So but it's I don't know yet.
So anything else you want to tell everybody
or where to find your links and stuff like that?
I am Sad Boy for Life on all streaming platforms. Really easy to find, pretty easy name to remember. On my YouTube, Spotify, those are probably my two biggest things right now. That's about it. Pretty easy to find.
How about you?
Yeah, not gonna lie. Okay, I'm Young Shadow, right? So listen, my name is not spelled like that. Okay, so you gotta put the Y-U-N and then it's a 9, and then it's a money sign at H-O-T-T-A. Okay. So you can find me on everything. Yeah. So
maybe we should put that in the comments.
Your name.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I made it difficult for y'all, but you know.
No, you're not.
It's okay.
It's a lot of people that's Young Shadow these days. I don't know.
Yeah, we can.
Your name will work as a password.
I don't know, right?
Yep, it really would. Okay.
Yeah, we can just post it in the comments. So
yeah.
Do y'all got anything you want to say?
No.
No.
We're here interviewing you.
Yeah, we're here. We're here to talk about you guys.
My fault. Y'all trying to see something different? I'm sure y'all haven't had some shit like this before. I'll be bad, bro. I'm about to grab something. I trust it'll be entertaining.
Okay. Yeah, but Young Shadow, hang out after we get done.
All right.
All right, so I'm back. This hard or not?
Oh my god.
Used it for a few videos to promote my music.
What is that?
This is the way to go. That's what it is.
He's
is that a banana?
Yeah, he's from Fortnite. Fortnite.
I am that guy when it comes down to it.
Oh, Jesus.
You know
what I'm
saying?
Oh, man.
He's Banana Peel from Fortnite.
Okay. You the Banana Peel that they... Super Mario Brothers is?
Right?
Yeah. I'm going to be Banana Peel.
Oh, my God.
Nah, they exactly. Throw the banana peels, putting me in my feels. Tight shit.
There's a song about a banana peel right now. Four bars.
Well, I guess that's a good note to leave off as any.
I know.
Well, yeah, you're welcome, guys. I know I'm good at this shit.
Well, this has been Wolf Pod.
He actually dressed up as Peely is on Fortnite.
Yeah.
Just an FYI. For those that don't know and can't see.
I guess we should have mentioned. And we always forget to do the audio commentary for those people who can't see it. For the audio.
Oh, board. That sucks. Yeah, that's true. Those people can't see me in a banana right now.
They'll just have to imagine you inside a banana at the moment.
I know, right?
I guess you could say I'm in my peelings. Get it, guys?
Peelings, huh?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Instead of your feelings.
All right. Well, it's nice having you guys on. It's nice meeting you and everything.
Nice meeting you. Well, we'll definitely have you on again.
Absolutely. Yes. Nice meeting you, Net Appeal.
Yeah. Good morning. Yeah, what's up, guys? Yeah. I know. I'm the star. Sorry.
I just followed you too.
Yeah, let me follow you back. I got you. Hey, thank y'all for having me on.
Oh, no problem. My pleasure. Yeah,
it's great. I didn't even know. See, somebody had made a story post. I wouldn't even ever even knew. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'll join. Absolutely. Corey.
I know. He was supposed to be on tonight, and and then he was like, here, let me see what I could do for you. And then I laid down, took a nap, and I woke up and like got a whole bunch of messages like, holy. So then I started messaging you back and I thought it was for another thing. And then I talked to the other guy and then I thought it was TJ. I was like, what is going on right now?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you wrote me back out of all them people.
Yeah, this was definitely a first. We never interviewed two at the same time. So.
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
Yeah, this is Bad Boy for Life. Yeah.
Gonna remember. I mean, it was a pleasure. Young shout out to your close friend. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's good to meet new people no matter what.
Absolutely.
Know. Yeah.
You never know who you come across.
Yeah, no, we'll both have to have it on separately. That way we'll have a little more time to spend with each.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so. Your name on, you have Instagram, TJ?
Yeah, it's with, well, I'll let her send it to you. So okay, I have one for our band and stuff. That's the one we share. Okay. We share it for all of our band pages and stuff. Right.
Yeah. All right.
Send it to me too, please.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah, I'll send it to you in the, for Instagram, it's, all right, guys. Well, thanks for joining Wolf Talk. This has been TJ. I guess we'll see you guys next Monday. Well, actually, we'll also have a podcast on Sunday too with a special guest. So with the Red Moon Band on Sunset Divide's podcast on Sunday. So we'll see you guys then. This is TJ.
And I'm Wolf.
See you guys next time.
Thanks for joining us, Chana.
Bye.
Bad Boy for Life.
Thank you.